You're listening to the American Freedom Network. The program you're listening to is a rebroadcast. Please do not call the network at this time. And thank you.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, these are exciting times we're living in. Certainly, we see everything being done to mobilize opinion of the American public, prepare them for a war in the Middle East, expanding the war and creating a war with Iran, and it's almost as if everybody is playing their part. I mean, President Ahmadinejad appearing before the United Nations and, you know, in his little jacket there, and, of course, you know, sounding very rational, Hugo Chavez ranting and raving and calling the President of the United States the devil. Do you honestly believe that he would do that if he had any fear of retaliation on the part of our government against him? He is in power because our government allowed him to be there. When the people of Venezuela a couple of years ago overthrew his government, I mean, he would have become history, except we refuse to recognize the new government. However, when Fidel Castro came to power back in 1959, we immediately recognized Fidel Castro, knowing he was a communist, and Fidel is a good friend of Hugo, and I think they're both sitting back laughing at how stupid the American people are to think that they are the enemy. If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and we sell that through Radio Liberty, you'll find David Rockefeller's daughter is such a good friend of the wicked Fidel Castro. What's wrong with this picture? Well, what's wrong with President Clinton sending a 125-man armed SWAT crew to Miami, Florida, to kidnap Elian Gonzalez, to send him back to Cuba, to build up Fidel Castro's prestige among the Cuban people and give them that feeling that America is working with Fidel, which they always have. Nothing is as it appears to be, and certainly nothing is as it appears to be over in Iraq either, and we don't really know what's going on there, but our guest this morning has a lot of contacts with people coming back from Iraq who tell him incredible stories. Now, certainly I've known Jack McLaren for a long time. He's an honorable man. He works with police and the military, trying to educate them about the New World Order. They're a group of people who want a fascist world. Very, very few of them, but they have great wealth and power. And they really control our government, whether the Democrats or Republicans are in power. And he's trying to get the people, you know, within the military, within the police, to understand really the forces that energize and control our government. We do not have a two-party system. We have a one-party system with two branches. One is the Republicans, the other is the Democrats. But it really doesn't matter which one's in power. The same programs moving us towards the new order will continue. So, with that as a background, Jack McLaren, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Stan. Been a while. Nice to be on your show. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners what you're hearing from the military people, you know, and what you're hearing from the police as well, because you have literally tens of thousands of them who get your publication, and they're certainly are distributing among the police and among the military. So, what is really happening over in Iraq? We're told, the president tells us, we're winning the war over there. We're going to stay the course. We're going to bring democracy to these people.
Well, Dr. Stan, one of the worst things that we're hearing from our soldiers coming back, and we're in communication with a lot of them. My wife is medically retired because of being a Gulf War sick vet from the first Gulf War, and she's involved in the Gulf War sick vet movement across America, which is very large, and she was a first sergeant and handled the Apache and the Cobra helicopter bases, 50 guys under her over there, and got involved in depleted uranium problems, and so she's not in the best of shape, but both of us, I've been in contact with military people since my days in Vietnam, during the Vietnam War, and 35 years we've been in contact because we've been publishing a publication to police and military. And what we're hearing that's most disturbing is that the government, this international crime cartel that we call our government today, here at our two police and military associations, have taken on literally thousands and thousands of these private contractors, which are mercenaries that work for the international crime cartel that controls our government, and they have fomented a plan to cause civil stress in Iraq. And what we're hearing from our soldiers is that, and there's some proof of this that actually came out in the news here last year, that they have guys that are private contractors, mercenaries, soldiers from different foreign governments and from American's government that work there, and they dress up like Sunnis and go blow up the Shiites, and they dress up like Shiites and go blow up the Sunnis.
In other words, they're acting as agent provocateurs, exactly as they did with the Irish Republican Army attacking Great Britain, and yet the Irish Republican Army was led by British intelligence agents.
That's right, and sometimes our soldiers get caught in the crossfire here, and so the plan is to create civil war there so that the people will constantly be fighting each other, and they're easier to control by these international criminals that have set up this puppet government over there. And so that's one of the most distressful things to our soldiers, is that there's literally thousands, tens of thousands of these mercenaries over there that'll do anything they're told for money.
Well, now, are these Blackwater, are these some of the
Diebold or something like that?
I mean, is that it, or are there some other companies that are involved?
Right. Yes.
Or do we know?
Yeah, there's a number of companies, quite a number of companies, but that's two that you did mention that have these mercenaries that work as civilian contractors, they call them, over there. So that's one of the big things that concerns our soldiers, is that the American people are being psychologically manipulated by thinking that those evil Arabs are blowing each other up over there, you know.
There must be some of us must be Arabs, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, certainly, you're not going to get, people from Blackwater blow themselves up.
No, these are, when Blackwater or the other mercenaries do it, there's always a car bomb or something. They don't blow.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom, Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. From the KHNC Bulletin Board, if you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room in basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Jack McLam, and Jack says that the soldiers are telling him that the mercenaries who are over there working for these private corporations many times are actually provoking the violence and using car bombs and other things to create this situation of violence and then promote a civil war. Would that be fairly straightforward, Jack? Is that what they're telling you?
That's very true, Stan. And as for the Blackwater and these other guys blowing themselves up, no. The civil affairs group over there, the government, the military civil affairs group, are the PSYOPs agents. And what happens is a bag of fruit, a flower arrangement, a trash can blows up in an area where there's a lot of people, and the civil affairs guy, the PSYOPs guy, comes in, agent, and says, suicide bomber, and then the controlled embedded press over there prints suicide bomber for the American people, when it wasn't. When you have arms and legs and feet and skin and flesh laying everywhere, when 30, 40 people die, who's going to say it wasn't a suicide bomber, you know? So that's how they're getting all this suicide bomber stuff, when many times we're told that they don't believe it's suicide bombers, because several of these guys have been caught dressed up as Sunnis and dressed up as Shiites running around there with explosives and all. But we don't hear about it here in the press. Now, we did hear last year, remember, about the British SAS officers that were caught driving around in a truck, and they actually killed some police officers, Iraqi police officers, when they were caught dressed as Shiites or Sunnis, I forget which one it was, and with beards, fake beards, and they had explosives and guns in the back of their truck, and they were actually caught, and the British went in and destroyed the whole police station trying to get them out of there before they could be rendered, as the president likes to use, in other words, tortured for a confession. And they did get them out of there and take them back to the British ranks before they could be interrogated. But this is what's troubling our soldiers over there, is we can't trust our government. You know, they know they can't trust the government, and that's why so many of them are coming back and spilling their guts, you might say, about how they're being told to kill Muslims over there, just kill men, women, and children, which is, to them, even very, very strange, you know, non-combatants.
Well, now, we're told we're doing everything we can to protect the civilian population.
Well, a lot of things we're told are not true, according to our soldiers coming back. For example, Jody Casey, a 29-year-old veteran who was over there just last year, matter of fact, told about them having training when they go from the United States over to Iraq. It's drilled into them over and over again every single day. The Iraqis hate you. The Muslims hate you. They want to kill you over and over again. And so he and another guy told us that they go over there and they believe this, that they're going to be killed by these people. And Jody Casey told us, he said, and I quote, "I have seen innocent people being killed by our soldiers. You could basically kill anybody you wanted to. It was easy. You don't even have to get off your vehicle and dig a hole or anything. You're driving down the road at 3 in the morning. There's a guy walking on the roadside. You shoot him and throw a shovel off. And you ask him, why do you throw a shovel off? And he says, well, we were advised by our unit leaders to keep shovels in our vehicle, and each time we kill an innocent Iraqi, we throw a shovel off next to the body so that when he's found, they'll think he was in the act of digging holes to plant roadside bombs.
No, but you mean you would expect if he was doing that, he'd have a bomb with him. He's not going to have.
Well, I guess they do the best they can, but then we have Michael Blake, Army soldier Michael Blake, who is a 22-year-old veteran over there. He said, most of us guys believe the training we get where we're told that Iraqis hate us, Islam's evil, the Muslims want to kill us, repeated over and over again, he said, before they get over there. And he said most of our guys believed it. Many innocent civilians were killed indiscriminately. When IEDs go off, the instruction is to us, is, and the practice is, to shoot everything that moves in the area. To shoot up the landscape, he said. That kind of thing would happen a lot over there. So many, many innocent people were killed. And we have a SEAL team member that I talked to personally that doesn't want to be identified because he's working in a secret team over there. But he told us that it's really strange because he's worked in other wars before, war zones before, as an older SEAL team member. And he said things have really changed in the SEALs. We're now told when we clear a building, instead of taking people out that we find cringing in a corner someplace when we kick the doors in and go in screaming, you know, get down, get down, get down. People are crouched in corners. We take them out, and we have one of our team members watch them with their gun on them outside. And we clear the building, and then after it's through, we search these people. And if we have an interrogator there, we interrogate them. And then we, if they're not part of the enemy, we let them go back in the building. But he told me that now we go in, and when we see somebody in a corner, we don't take prisoners anymore. We just put two rounds in their head. It's called a double tap in the head. And each person, man, woman, or children, and then we continue on to the next room and clear it, and then the next room and clear it, killing everybody in there. And he says this is very, very different because in the wars he was in before, I think it was Serbia and where did he say, Macedonia or something, he said that we're not allowed to kill innocent people, and now we're just allowed to kill any innocent people we want to or that are in the way.
But are they allowed to, or are they told to?
Well, they're told to. According to Sergeant Benderman, Kevin Benderman, who I personally interviewed on my radio show, he said that he was just back from the war over there after 1 year, and he says, I'm not going back. I've filed for conscientious objector status, and I'm not going back. Well, he didn't. He missed movement, and they brought him up on charges. And he told me on the air, he said that we were told to kill children. The children would run behind our Jeeps many times, APCs, and they would throw rocks at the back of the vehicle. And our commander told us one day to kill them, kill the children, little children. And he said he refused to do it. He got in trouble, and he said then one day they were, as an example, he said, we were told to mortar a home where our commander, I think he said a captain, was viewing the home with these FLIR radar binoculars where they could see heat movement inside. He says there's heat movement in the house over there, mortar it. So they set up the mortar and started to mortar the house, and the mortar didn't fire. And so one of the guys was working on the mortar trying to make it work, and a man holding his baby child came out with his wife and two or three other kids. And he says it was pretty regular that they just blew up homes over there where the commanders would think that there was an enemy inside, and it turned out there would be men, women, and children in there. And he says, I'm just not going back. So he didn't go back, and he's in Army prison right now because they denied his conscientious objector status. We're trying to get him out, but it's been really hard because they want to use him as an example to punish him. And he sent out a letter not long ago with his wife, Monica, and he said in the letter, he says, you can train all you want and watch training videos, but you can't possibly know what combat is like until you've experienced it. He said you can't burn a little girl's arm off in training or eat dogs have eat human remains or have soldiers actually shoot and kill real people. On my last deployment in Iraq, elements of my unit were instructed by the captain to fire on little children throwing rocks at us. And he has many of these stories, but of course now he's in prison, where I think he got 18 months, and he's been in there now probably about 8 months or so. So I think we'll hear from him again when he comes out. But his wife Monica's trying to hold down the fort while he's in there, and is quite a nice family, very nice American family. And what we found, Dr. Stan, is that literally thousands upon thousands of our young men, women, and boys is what I was going to say, but yeah, a lot of them are boys. I'm 62 years of age, so a lot of them are boys to me. But the young people are coming back from this war mentally upset, just horribly mentally disfigured, you might say. They can't sleep at night. They wake up in a cold sweat, and we're hearing from so many of them today, my wife especially, who works with the Gulf War sick vets. And these guys are sick. You know, they're coming back. The American psyche, for some reason, Dr. Stam, can't cope. I mean, they can be told, and they can get riled up, and they can be motivated to go kill, but when it comes to men, women, and children, non-combatants, it eats on them. And so we're having a lot of them come back terribly, having cases of PTSD, post-traumatic stress, where they're having trouble in their families, and can't sleep, and it's very sad that these things are going on. And we have a colonel that made the statement after a Marine Corps general gave a speech to the troops here in the United States before they went off to Iraq, and he made this speech, and he said, this is Marine Corps General James Mattis, and he says, you know, it's a hell of a lot of fun. It's a hoot to shoot and kill people. I'll be right up front with you. You go to Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for years because they don't wear a veil. So it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot these people and kill them. And he gave this speech, and this lieutenant colonel, who, of course, doesn't want to be identified, he said, I'm an Army military officer who has served in war for my country in three different wars. I've served tours in the Middle East. I don't remember any time in America's history when our soldiers were told to kill civilians. I don't believe there was another time. So why today? He says, why are these wars with Muslims? Are we instructed to kill non-combatant men, women, and children? Why this idiot Lieutenant General Mattis, now you can see why he doesn't want to be identified, would get up and state it's fun to kill people is beyond me. He should not be leading any American troops. In all of my two decades of service as an officer, I've never heard any soldier say it's fun to kill people. If a soldier was heard to say this, he would be immediately taken for a psych exam. The general needs some help. Well, back to the question, though, why today is it fine to kill non-combatant Arabs? And so he's asking a lot of questions here. And we ask the same questions, Dr. Stan. There's something about, I think we know what's going on here, is the Arabs have been chosen after the wall fell down, you might say, and many of us here said in America became communist. Instead of communism disappearing, we became communists after the wall came down. But anyway, we're supposed to believe that communism is dead. They needed a new boogeyman, and they want their goal of these international criminal elite is to have World War III, to have world war, to where the people get sick of blood in the streets around the world, and they'll cry out for world peace, and then they'll slip in the good old Marxist-led United Nations as your world peace system.
So, of course, they're going to have to create tremendous carnage in this World War III that they're so intent upon creating, and it's going to have to involve the people here in the United States.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after the First World War and the Second World War, the American people weren't willing to give up their sovereignty. is it really didn't affect them unless they lost a loved one.
Right.
I fear that the coming war, which they are planning with Iran, is going to be terrible devastation in America. They know what they're doing. They're playing games with our minds. We'll be right back with Jack McLam here on the American Freedom Network.
Listening to the American Freedom Network. The program you're listening to is a rebroadcast. Please do not call the network at this time. And thank you.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Jack McLam. And Jack, before we go on, let's get out your website and how people can get in touch with your organization and perhaps get copies of your Aid and Abet newsletter. Jack, are you there? Well,
hello.
Hello,
Dr. Stan.
Oh, go ahead, Jack.
Back with you. What I did was I was coughing, and I put on my cough button, and I forgot to take it off.
Okay, fine. Well, look, I wanted you to get out your telephone number, your website. People would know how to get in touch with you.
All right, very good. Yes, we are an all-volunteer police and military association here. I'm an old retired cop from Phoenix, Arizona, and we have spent 25 years now reaching out to the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers on constitutional issues, and we encourage people to get copies of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, get it out in the hands of our soldiers and police officers so we can start their educational process, because they truly do stand listen to their peers. We are their peers. And we can talk to them, and they listen. Sometimes they argue with us, of course, and say, well, that can't be true. This is America. But we've got all the proof to prove to them exactly what we say. So if they would write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and that's easy to do, Dr. Stan. You just take out an envelope and just put on there A and A, just a capital A, the and sign, and another capital A, and that'll get to us because we're in the top of the Rocky Mountains up here, a very small community. So just A and A, and send that off to HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, that's HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And Dr. Stan will be happy to send him a copy of our police and military publication. If they can afford it, if they can't, we will send it anyway. But if they could put $3 cash in there, please don't write a check, folks, because we won't steal it and buy hamburgers with it. Just put $3 in there. And that'll help us pay the postage to get it back to you and pay our printing costs. So we'd appreciate that very much. But then get that publication, read it, and you'll be just astounded at what our police and soldiers are saying that you're not hearing about. And then pass it on to somebody in your family or in your community that's a police officer or soldier. We've learned that one out of two people have a police officer or a soldier in their family today. So it works very well to have private citizens get copies and just pass them off to their cousins or uncles or somebody in the military. And then that person becomes our agent for truth inside their police agency or military unit, and they start passing around our publications and articles and so forth. And so it really, Dr. Stan, is like somebody passes one of your tapes or your books off to somebody. It's like a geometric progression. After they read it, they pass it on to somebody else. So we certainly appreciate that, and it's so important that we get our brothers and sisters in uniform back on the side of the American people and let them know who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation.
Well, now, do you think there's a growing awareness in our military that something is specifically wrong? We know that a number of retired generals have come out and been very critical of the handling of the war and of the president himself. And I think that recently there was a letter sent by 21 retired generals and high government officials to President Bush saying, you know, what's going on in Iraq is wrong. And certainly everybody is horrified at the thought that he wants to attack Iran. And when we do, we're going to inflame the entire Islamic world. And that's exactly what it's about. You've got to have an enemy who hates you, and then you got to hate the enemy. That's how you get a war going.
That's right. That's why our soldiers believe that they're allowed to kill men, women, and children, because psychologically it inflames the 1,300,000,000 Muslims around the world when they know that we're executing men, women, and children, not non-combatants, just walking in and killing them. And of course it works for the international criminal element that controls our nation, because when soldiers do go in and they execute children, men, women, non-combatants, what happens is that whole family now joins the freedom fighters over there against our troops. And the whole neighborhoods many times will join when they see a family that they love and admire executed by our troops that had nothing to do with the insurrection over there or the guerrilla fighters or anything. And so it works together for what the government wants, and that's to inflame all of these billions, or this 1,300,000,000 Muslims to rise up and be the boogeyman across the world that will start World War III, because one day they're going to have to fight back, because we're destroying their religious sites on purpose, and we're just poking our thumb in their eye over and over again to where the international criminal cabal hopes that they'll finally stand up and say, we've had enough, and we're going to fight you. And of course they're all over the world, and they're going to have their World War III that they're pushing for. So
well, you know, you think the American people could see, you know, president says, you know, we want to bring democracy, or we're, you know, we over there fighting for democracy, and yet we're fighting that we're financing the dictatorship, you know, in Pakistan.
That's right.
And we're funding and supporting the dictatorship in Saudi Arabia. And oh, well, Saudi Arabia did have some elections recently. People could vote in local municipal elections. Yeah, but who's running for office? Who selects what's going on? Does anybody honestly believe Saudi Arabia is in any way a democracy? I mean, we're supporting the military dictatorship in Turkey where, yeah, they're allowed to, you know, to elect a parliament, but a parliament doesn't go along with the military dictatorship. The military dictatorship doesn't want to. And we keep talking about democracy, democracy, and yet are we really, why would we want democracy? Why don't we, you know, export the idea of a republic where the power of the government is limited and people can be free? Why do we want a democracy where a majority, or at least a feigned majority, you know, can do whatever they want to take away people's freedom and expand the power of government? If what we have in today is democracy, where we have a federal government that can regulate our education and control our land and control our money and, you know, control our the ability to have any weapons and carry weapons and all of these things, is this really freedom that we have in America? Especially when we have the Trilateral Commission that usually controls both presidential nominees in one way or another, either as they did with, you know, the last elections and previous elections. I mean, we do not have a two-party system. We have a one-party system, and everything is perception, as it was in Iraq. We knew there was a democracy because people had ink on their finger, and they hold up the ink finger, and that means we have democracy in Iraq, and that's what all our boys have died for, and 100,000 Iraqi civilians have died to bring democracy. Is that what people really want in Iraq today?
Tapes of the preceding show are available. Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Jack McClam for the last segment of this program. But I would simply point out that everything is being done to get the American people to hate the Muslims. And I've had so many good Christians come to me and tell me why we have to go to war with the Muslims because they hate us. That's why we've got to kill them. And they're doing the same thing. Believe me, they're trying to inflame the Muslims against the Americans so that they can get a war going. And anybody who doesn't believe that this was planned needed to get the special issue of Time magazine that was issued immediately after the 9-1-1 attack. It came out. It had no advertisements in it, so there was no money to be made for Time magazine. They didn't charge for it. It was sent free to everybody who subscribed to Time magazine, a special issue all about the 9-1-1 attack. And what was so amazing in this issue of Time magazine, the only one I ever saw without one single advertisement, was at the end, the commentary, how we had to learn to hate the Muslims. We had to learn to hate. We needed a purple fury. There was no time for sorrow. We could be sorrowful later and tears later. Right now, we had to have a purple hatred of the people who had attacked us. And you could see long-range planning, even at that time, to create hatred for the Muslim world. That is not the Christian approach. We will never win people around. The Muslims are not our enemies. The enemies are the people who are responsible for what happened on 9-1-1. And if you look at the pictures of those buildings coming down, they were controlled demolitions, especially Building 7. It was a controlled demolition. Go up on the Internet, watch the pictures there that are available. You can Google in Building 7 videos and watch it come down. A controlled demolition. How did Osama bin Laden do that? Jack, what are your thoughts about what's going on, and how can we get the American people to understand what's really happening when they control most of the media?
Well, I'm really excited here, as our other police and military volunteers are, when we see MSNBC come out with a poll last week that said, they asked one question, do you think our government was involved in 9/11? And 51% of the American people responded yes, and there was 50,560 votes that came in altogether, and 51% says yes, they believe the government was involved. So, Brother Stan, we're beginning to see a backlash. We're beginning to see the people wake up. And so we're excited. That includes our police officers and soldiers, too. We've never been so busy with taking letters and phone calls and emails from our soldiers and police officers today. And so I just ask people to pray, and just pray that God grants us more time, because we do know here at our two police and military associations, and we have the evidence to prove, if we could ever get into a court in the land, which we don't guess we will at this time anyway, that Oklahoma City was an inside job. The building was blown up inside. The first World Trade Center, of course, we have the recording from the FBI handler and the fellow who was one of the men in charge of blowing up the building at that time, who was very concerned about the explosives that had been provided by the FBI.
You were talking about Salem.
Yes, Salem. That was his name. I couldn't think of it. And him saying, are you going to replace the explosives? And they said, yes, don't worry about it. The FBI handler, female, said, yeah, we're not going to let it happen. But they did. So we knew that was an inside job. And for other reasons, too, we have more evidence. And we know the 9/11 was an inside job. And we have 45 different reasons we know for sure, little bits of information that tells our police investigators here that this was an inside job. So we're very deeply concerned about, they have an October surprise plan for America, from what we're hearing from our inside sources, and we're afraid that we're going to have another big explosion killing many Americans here, and they're going to blame it on the Iranians this time, because we have sheriffs in the southern border states along the Rio Grande, Doctor, who are reporting to us that they're finding assaulted along the Rio Grande banks of the river Iranian money and Iranian military jackets that they found with military patches on them along the Rio Grande. And if you can imagine, it's just a laugh here among our police investigators to think that these very slick, very covert, very deep cover Iranian bombers would come in across the border. First they go to Mexico and merge in with the illegal aliens, sneak across the border with their pockets filled with Iranian money and military Iranian jackets on.
In other words,
it's obscene. It's just absolutely incredible. But our sheriffs are going to the media and saying, oh, we got Iranian bombers coming in. Look at this Iranian money and look at these Iranian military jackets. And so they're getting ready to blow up America again, Stan, and we're just so exasperated about that, because how do you stop it? And the only way we think we can stop it is pray to God that their plans are foiled and they're not allowed to pull this off this time. That's all we can say, because there's no way for you and me or the people out there to stop this, even if we awaken another 20-30% of the people. I don't know how we would stop it. And if they do blow America up again, a lot of Americans will be so frightened and so upset by all the blood and the death that they will cry for martial law, and they will cry, let's go kill all the Arabs, and they will cry out and offer up their children to Moloch, is what we say here. In this draft coming up, we have a universal draft that's in the Congress right now. It's just sitting there waiting for the next bombing so that Bush can run through this universal draft of our girls and boys this time. And it all works for them, Stan. They get everything they want if they blow up America again before this election coming up. The Republicans will sweep into office. Even if we have an election, that is, we'll certainly be under martial law, what we've been told. We may not even have an election if we're under total military rule in this country after this next bombing.
Well, Jack, we're out of time. God bless you. Keep up the great work and keep reaching the military. Keep reaching the police officers. We need them on our side. The side of freedom rather than the side of the Trilateral Commission and the elite. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at the American Freedom Network, let me tell you a little bit about the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission was formed in 1973. According to Barry Goldwater in his book, With No Apologies, the purpose was to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first gaining control of the American government. So in 1976, while the Trilateral Commission elected one of its members to president, the presidency, his name was Jimmy Carter. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who founded the Trilateral Commission, was the National Security Advisor. There were about 80 members, American members of the Trilateral Commission. At that time, a third of them went into Jimmy Carter's government. In 1980, of course, Jimmy Carter lost the election. Ronald Reagan came in, and the vice president, who really ran the Reagan administration, was George Herbert Walker Bush, a founding member of the Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush was elected president in 1988. He was replaced in 1992 by Bill Clinton, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, who was in, and remember, there are only about 80, now I think 120 American members of the Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, in the year 2000, Bill Clinton was replaced by George W. Bush, whose father is a member of the Trilateral Commission, but the Vice President, Dick Cheney, and his wife are both part of this 120 members, American members of the Trilateral Commission. Would you think, out of a nation of 300 million, we might be able to find somebody who wasn't a member of the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is a circle made up of three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross? And if you think that's simply coincidence, while I can't convince you, you're beyond hope. Under any circumstances, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. The wicked people are in control. And think, if 9-1-1 was an inside job, then the attack on Afghanistan was unnecessary. The attack on Iraq was unnecessary. The deaths, you know, of 25,000 American soldiers, the wounding of another 75,000, of the deaths of 100,000 Iraqis, all unnecessary, all contrived. Could it be true? Well, you'll certainly want to get our latest newsletter, our August newsletter, just finishing up today. It will be available in a week or two for you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or within a couple of weeks, it'll be posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get the truth. You need to go up on the Internet and Google in Building 7 video and watch the building come down a few times. And you'll see it was a controlled demolition. It was a controlled demolition, and I don't think Osama bin Laden put the explosives in the building. Well, ladies and gentlemen, remember we're putting on an all-day seminar on the 29th of October. That's the 29th of October here in the Monterey Bay, and we hope that some of you can make it. And if you're going to make it, you have to call, make reservations, and we'll help you make hotel reservations. We're going to have Constance Cumby here, and of course, she's written extensively on the New Age, the occult, on Javier Solana. We're going to have Chris Pinto, who produced the film, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. But we do hope that you can come, and we have a good slate of other talkers and speakers coming as well. October 29th, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. And lastly, pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205.